sorry for the delay. I'm just waiting on the node announcing the weather and everything like that. Yeah, well, if you check out QRZ, my email's on there. Drop us an email, because I check that more than I check social media, to be honest. Bob. When you're probably on that many groups, you tend to not always look at them or log in, because obviously I've got my personal Facebook thing for family, and then obviously I've got the one under my call sign, which I use for ham radio. So as of late, I've been on the personal one as opposed to the call sign one. Okay, dokie. Yeah, drop us an email. We'll get something sorted. I've still got mine. I don't actually use it as much, Bob. I think the only upgrade I did was I got the BT85 Bluetooth mic for it, which makes a bit of a difference on the audio. But yeah, certainly drop us an email, and we'll arrange a schedule or something like that, and get you back up and running with the DV Megacast. I'm surprised there's not been a new one came out, but I think a lot of people are going for these Mikeys now, and the Shark RF hotspots, open spot things. So the DV Mega has seen its day there. Bob, go ahead.
Roger, Roger. I've got a problem on what you said. Yeah, it's just it's there, and not being blessed with vast amounts of money, even less than I had yesterday. I was trying to upgrade it. Just with a quick recollection for you, I was trying to upgrade it, and it bricked. And I was talking to you regarding something else completely different, involving Stuart Armitage, and the DVSPH stuff, and the North Wales group that's going on that you and Stuart involved with. When the situation, and you sent me emails to print out regarding sorting the DVD Mega out. I want it there. It just makes things a lot more easier accessing the stuff I listen to a lot or get involved with. But I actually want you to get into it. Worked with the North Wales group, and you recommended a few things, and but then I took ill, and apparently you've been unwell, according to Stuart. I'm sure you don't mind Stuart telling me that. I mentioned it that I haven't heard from you for a while. And then I heard you on here, because I'd never heard you on here before, or never noticed your call sign coming over before. So all right, he seems well, so I'll grab him next time we can, and just see if we can move on with this. But anyway, never mind. I'll say 7-3 for now. I'll drop you an email just so you get a full reminder, and we'll organise something in the not too distant future, Gordon.
2M0BGK is returning. Yeah, no problem, Bob. We'll get something sorted. Maybe building an image the same as what I've got on mine. Obviously, it's just a case of changing the call sign and send you the SD card down. That might be more beneficial for you. It's just a case of flipping the lid and popping the SD card in with the relevant settings. So we'll sort something out. Drop us an email. You'll get on QRZ, and I'll have more chance of getting back to you as opposed to via social media, via Red Bull. All the best. Cheers now. I'm going to go and listen to this audio because I've plugged a different mic in and I've probably got a hum or a buzz or something, knowing my luck. But cheers now, 2N0BGK.
Okay, Gordon, no problem, and I can confirm the hum. Yeah, I can confirm the hum. And yeah, I got your email, it's got 1966 in it. I didn't think you were that young. Bless you, have a tea, man.
Yeah, cheers, Bob. Yeah, there wasn't very much going on in Scotland in 1966. There was more activity going on in homes as opposed to football parks. Cheers and out. All the best. 2M0BGK.
M0FXB. I wonder if you're about Andreas G7BHH.
G7BHH, M0FXB.
M0FXB, G7BHH. Long time no work. Haven't worked here for some time, some years in fact. Hope you're keeping well, G7BHH.
Thanks to catch you, yeah, just sat here actually tinkering with some special firmware for the, so I've got a croaky throat here, the UV98. I'm just tinkering with that at the moment, just trying to get my head round how to actually do it. So yeah, coming through loud and clear, back to you.
Yeah, M0FXB from G7BHH. Yeah, oh, that been on an awful lot. We moved down from London area down to Bognor Regis here on the south coast 5 years ago for our retirement. Had watched some of your excellent video tutorial series on YouTube. Very, very helpful, very useful. Anyway, hope you and the family are keeping well. And say, nice to hear you. M0FXB to 7BHH.
Yeah, nice to hear you as well, and hope your family are also well. Well, yeah, I wonder what it's like in Bognor Regis. Never been there. As you know, I'm in Western Supermare. And my vids, they're more about me remembering how to use my radio. yeah, obviously it's a great hobby. Sat here with a nice big cup of tea. And yeah, there's firmware by a guy called Nick Shaw, or Marker, for quite a few radios. And I've just got one on the table here, and I'm gradually learning how to load this firmware and see if I can eventually turn it into a video. But I'm in the stage two of learning. So yeah, thanks for the call, M0FXB G7BHH.
M0FXB from G7BHH returning. Yeah, I know you're always busy with something, Andreas. I can see that from your from your videos and your impressive collection of radios and other equipment. Nice find here. Lovely and sunny this morning. It's still a bit of nip in the air, as you might expect from this time of year, but we're about a mile and a half, roughly, from the seafront here. It's a nice, relatively quiet part of the world if you move from somewhere like London. But we're enjoying it, and we bought this place, as I say, for our retirement. We actually had to travel down here on the train and bus and everything else, right, and taxi right in the middle of COVID to buy it, but we did. And it was a very pleasant journey down. We spent about 2.5+ hours each way wearing masks, sweltering in what was another hot sunny summer's day, or sunny weather. Anyway, what hold you, because I know you're you're always busy, but as I say, I saw your call sign on the monitor and I thought I'd give you a shout. So 7-3 and to you and the family, take care and catch you further down. M0FXB from Q7BHH.
Oh, thanks very much. And yeah, wow, that sounds quite an adventure. But I'm glad it ended well. I've been to Brighton. I'm not sure how far that is from Bogner Regis. I'm glad it all, you know, all turned out fine. I'm using a Bofang UE5R Mini at the moment. It's like a tiny little thing, colour screen. That's what I'm on right now with my D7RPG HubNet node. So yeah, take care and thanks for the call. M0FXB, 7-3 for now.
Of Brighton, going that direction, and yeah, it's not quite nice down here. I was going to ask you something, but I can't think what it was. Another senior moment. Anyway, John. Anyway, 7-3. Take care. Catch you further down. M0FXB, G7BHH clear.
G6ZDP, Kevin, I've just seen you keyed up on the dashboard, but there was very little, it was very, very, very quiet, couldn't work out what you were saying. I don't know if it was an accidental key up or if it was a problem with you know, your output audio, but couldn't hear what you were saying, Kev, just want to let you know, G0CDX. Your audio is extremely low, Kev. I could just about hear what you said there. It's extremely low. Almost unreadable, mate. It's only because I know your voice. Don't know what something that's turning up, but you're very, very, very quiet. Yeah, okay, Kev, definitely got a problem there. I've got the volume full up and I can barely hear you. You sound like you're, 100 yards away from the microphone. You are very unreadable, mate. 7320CDX.
M7-8JQ returning, get that mobile and I'm in the middle of town. Back to you.
Yeah, fine on that. I'm thinking you're coming through QV7-8N, so I assume you're in the Lee area.
Yeah, M7-8JQ returning, yeah, I'm actually in Tilsley, that's on the allotment in the zone. Back to you.
Yeah, Roger, I'm just sat in the living room with one of these Valpen minis, Hamming Lowton, T1ESU.
T1SU and 7HIQ returning. Yeah, I'm just trying out, I've had it for a while, it's just been sat in and talked a little, Quashang K5UV.
Yeah, fine on that. This one's only just arrived, so I'm just playing with it. But it seems quite good for what it was. Do you want to get you in Logan?
7HIQ returning. I'll say 73 is that, my mate. As long as I'm getting in and it's audible. I usually use my Vopang 21 Pro, but I thought I'd pull this out of the box yesterday, put a few channels in, and seems like happy days.
Yeah, fine on that. Okay, I'll wish you 73s and maybe taxi further down the log. T1ESU going back to standby.
T1ESU, M7HIQ return for finals. Yeah, thanks for that, mate. It's, as long as I know it's getting out there now, and it's you just have to hold the radio a bit closer to the mouth and watch the boat back 21. So I've just learned something. So thanks for that, man, eh? All the best now, 73s.
This is again for HNL, Mike 3, Hotel, November Lima. Requesting access to hubnet via Echo Link.